Welcome to the Capps Chapel Broadcast. My name is Annette Capps, and I am so glad you have joined me today. And as you listen, I pray that the Word of God will come alive in you, and you will receive a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit in your life. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 12, it says, He appeared to two of the disciples on the road. Let's use the word manifest there. He appeared. He didn't just appear and they went, woo, a ghost. But it said he appeared and manifest himself in a different form to the two disciples. And so they walked along and talked with him because they just thought he was a person. Mm-hmm. You know, angels can also appear as a human being, can take on bodily form, some type of bodily form, and appear. And so Jesus, in this instance, he let himself be seen. He made himself visible. He manifested himself to the two disciples. The other place that this is used is in Mark 16:14, as Mark is describing that this Jesus who was dead and crucified was truly raised from the dead. And so he's giving these examples that Jesus appeared to the 11 who were eating. They were having dinner. And in comes Jesus. But it doesn't say that he appeared. It says that he manifest himself, made himself visible to them. So since it's using the same word here, Mark's using the same word, I'm going to assume that they had a similar experience with Jesus in that form. Because as you recall, he rebuked them for their unbelief. And he said to Thomas, put your hand. Feel my side. Put your hand into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. I am here. It is me. So he was in a form in which they could touch. And he was in a form in which the two disciples could ask him questions. Maybe they handed him a fig to eat while they were walking. But he was in that form. So that's a different form, right?
Yeah.
This appearing is a little bit different than the other word that's used for appearing. Are you still with me? Okay, now let's get down to this one. This word is what talks about revelation. I'm going to put another word down here, which is revelation or reveal. So these all pertain to the second coming. Are you with me? These all pertain to something after the first coming of Jesus, but we're separating these out, and there's more to come on that. All right. So let's go to Revelation. We want to talk about Revelation. Let's go to Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. How many of you, when you hear the book of Revelation, say, apocalypse? I mean, people out here on the street that don't read the Bible, even they know that the book of Revelation is apocalyptic. Mm-hmm. And we use that in normal everyday language, apocalyptic, which means an outpouring of wrath, tragedy, disaster, war, earth disruptions. This is the way we use the word apocalypse or apocalyptic. But this is not what the word really means, and we need to change our thinking about the book of Revelation and about what does it mean when it says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servant the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. The book of Revelation is about the revealing of Jesus Christ. You hear? It's about the revealing of Jesus Christ. the word apocalypse and the Greek word with it simply means an unveiling, an exposure, to lay bare and naked. That's what the word means. So where do we get this association with apocalyptic means horrible things are going to happen? How do we put that together? Well, you reread the book of Revelation. Yes, but the book of Revelation is the revelation. It's the unveiling of the brightness and glory of Jesus Christ. Because what does he say in Revelation 1, verses 12 through 17? That I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man. What does that mean? It looked like a human figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus will forever have that body he was born with to redeem us with. And so John saw him, but John knew him.
Yeah.
Right. It says John was the one that laid his head on Jesus' chest. Yeah. He sat close to him. He calls himself the disciple Jesus loved. And yet he says he saw one like the Son of Man. He didn't even recognize him at first. Mm-hmm. Clothed with a long robe and a golden sash around his chest, the hairs of his head were white like white wool, like snow. Well, the brightness of God's glory. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in full strength. The veil that Jesus wore here on the earth when John sat with him at dinner, the veil of his flesh, the veil that was in front of them when they walked and talked with him after his resurrection. In Revelation chapter 1, that veil is removed and the unveiling of the brightness of his glory is exposed.
Hallelujah.
His face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Of all of the apostles, I would expect the apostle John to run up and grab him and hug him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yet, when he saw him as he is, he fell at the feet of Jesus as if he was dead. It knocked him flat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We all say we want to see Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we want to see the Jesus that healed the sick.
Yeah.
We want to see the Jesus that raised the dead. We want to see the Jesus who preached the Sermon on the Mount. Are we ready to see the unveiling of his full brightness and glory of who he really is? The Apostle John wasn't.
Yeah.
Until it says, he laid his right hand on me saying, fear not. Why would the Apostle John be afraid of Jesus? He was the apostle that Jesus loved. Why would he be afraid? Because he never saw him as he truly was.
Yes.
In all of his glory.
So good.
When he laid his hand, he said, fear not. I am the first and the last, the living one. I died. He's telling John doesn't know what he saw. He doesn't know exactly what he saw. And Jesus said, I am the one who died. But behold me as I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of hell, of death and Hades, of hell and death. Behold me in the unveiling of who I truly am. Folks, I know that I've got just a glimpse of who he truly is. And yet I did not see him as John did. But the book of Revelation is the revealing of who him.
Yeah.
Putting the name Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, out there is bringing it down a notch. Because it is he who created the worlds. It is the God of all creation. It is his manifest presence of his glory that is revealed and exposed. Woof. The apocalypse, yes, the unveiling. The apocalypse is associated with judgment. Why? Why is the apocalypse, the unveiling, associated with judgment? It is because he who is the truth exposes and annihilates the false, the deception, and the lie. He lays bare and naked and exposes everything. You talk about unprivacy.
Yeah.
When he appears and is unveiled as he is, there's nothing hidden from him. And boy, let me tell you, that's judgment. People think they're getting away with stuff. And your mama used to say to you, well, God sees you. And everybody goes, yeah, well, God's in heaven. Well, I trust you have enjoyed our time together today at Capps Chapel. It's important to me to hear from you and know that you are listening on this radio station. Your response ensures that we will continue to broadcast our messages in your area. To receive a free gift and stay connected with us, go to caps.radio. My announcer will give you more information. Until next time, this is Annette Capps reminding you that God's Word has the power to change your life.
There is a free download of this week's message waiting for you at caps.radio. Not only can you download this full message for free, but Annette is also providing a free copy of her personal notes because we want to encourage you in your walk of faith. At caps.radio, you can click on our social media links and receive personalized daily declarations of faith through Instagram, Facebook, X, or YouTube. And don't forget, you can watch Capps Chapel Live every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Time when you subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on social media. This broadcast is sponsored by Capps Ministries and our partners in this area. Join us tomorrow for another Capps Chapel broadcast.